Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
We have changes in the entertainment world in the wake of the Texas school shooting. Dean?
Yeah, there were bound to be events like this or cancellations like this. Don McLean, who of course gave us the classic song American Pie, was scheduled to perform at the National Rifle Association Convention in Houston this weekend, and he has pulled out of that event, issued a statement last night saying, in light of the recent events in Texas, I've decided it would be disrespectful and hurtful for me to perform at the NRA at their convention. Said, I'm sure all folks planning to attend the event are shocked and sickened by these events as well. After all, we're all Americans. Said, I share the sorrow for this terrible and cruel loss with the rest of the nation. So that said, Lee Greenwood, Larry Gatlin, former Restless Heart lead singer Larry Stewart, and many others still scheduled to go on to perform at the convention after all.
There has been a question if Jussie Smollett would find work again after what happened here, and I guess the answer is yes. Huh?
Yeah, he actually had started this project before he was ever convicted in the first place, but interestingly, you'd think that everybody would be, you know, avoiding him like crazy, and that's not the case. He made his directorial debut in a movie that's going is called B-Boy Blues, and it has been picked up by BET Plus, their streaming platform. It'll be on starting on June the 9th. It is his first post-trial project since he was arrested and then later convicted of staging a hate crime here in Chicago. As I say, he actually started working on the film before all of this had taken place, and he's out now pending appeal. So, you know, we'll see what happens with all of that, whether he winds up back in jail or it's overturned or, you know, whatever happens. He does have a movie coming out. Now the question is anybody going to watch it?
Yeah, right. I can't wait to see the new Elvis movie. I saw the trailer, Tom Hanks as Colonel Tom Parker, and we have a story about that film today.
Yeah, you know, I hate to be that guy. I already saw the movie.
You did?
Because we're going to be actually in, not next week, but the week after that, we're going to go to Graceland for a couple of days and interview the cast at Graceland, which I'm super excited about.
Have you been?
I have been. And
yeah, it's fun.
It's an amazing Wonderland time capsule, you know, and you get a true sense of what Elvis meant to a lot of people. This movie does much the same thing. And this kid who plays Elvis, his name is Austin Butler, is a dynamite. He is a dynamo of energy and activity, he performs many of the songs himself. He sounds just like Elvis. He looks just like Elvis. But better than most that I've seen capture, especially that raw Elvis energy from, you know, the late 50s era, the you know, really, truly kind of Elvis punk era, if you will. He, as it has been revealed in an interview now, was hospitalized at the end of the filming of this movie. He said that his body just started shutting down, and they rushed him to the hospital. He was in excruciating pain for quite a while. Turns out that he had a virus that simulates appendicitis, and he was in bed for a week. But I'll tell you what, this you're going to be exhausted watching this this young Austin Butler in action. He's so good in this, and Tom Hanks is great, I think, as Colonel Tom Parker in it. And the director, Baz Luhrmann, who gave us The Great Gatsby, who gave us Moulin Rouge on film, just gives us such a stylized way of telling the story that we've seen so many times. It's a really, really great movie that doesn't open until like mid-June. And as I say, I'll tell you much more about it when we get closer to the actual opening date.
Dean has left the building only for a couple minutes, so we need to talk about Tom Cruise, The Temptations, and more momentarily.
Bob Surratt, WGN.
That old car is worth money. Visit victoryautorecords.com for an instant quote. Victory will tow no matter what condition your car is in. Victory buys vehicles every day, including nights and weekends, and you'll get cash on the spot. Go to victoryautorecords.com for more information. Or save money by fixing up your car with used parts. Go to victoryautorecords.com to search their inventory. victoryautorecords.com. That's victoryautorecords.com. It is 8:22. Dean, do people stop you on the street and ask you to say that old car is worth money, by the way?
Sometimes, yes, they do.
Of course.
That nice. Old DJ is worth listening to. It's nice that, no matter what I've done in my career, that Victory Auto Records will always be the first thing that people remember. And I'm very proud of it. It's iconic. It's like you being the voice of the coal mines at the Museum of Science and Industry.
Let's talk a little bit about this Dorothy dress. Fill us in here.
Yeah, this is the dress, the gingham dress that Judy Garland wore in the movie Wizard of Oz. It disappeared. And then suddenly it was discovered in a shoebox at Catholic University of America. They were doing some renovations there. Here's the shoebox. In the shoebox is this famous dress. It had been given to a priest there who founded the school. The priest passed away. His niece says the dress is part of her uncle's estate, to which she is the rightful heir. So she wanted to sell it. That has been stopped by a Manhattan judge. It's put an injunction in to stop the sale because there is question over who actually owns the dress right now. The Catholic University, says there's overwhelming evidence that they are the proper owners of the dress. The niece of the priest says that she is the proper owner of the dress. So the judge put a halt on the whole thing until it's all sorted out. This dress is expected to fetch over $1 million for whoever winds up being declared the owner of it once it is sold.
Stay tuned for that.
I got a lot of old clothes I'd be happy to.
Worth $1 million?
Yeah. Well, I'd be willing to sell it for. Yeah. I don't know if it's worth anything.
You got to dish on Tom Cruise a bit with a few stars recently, didn't you?
Yeah. The co-stars of this Top Gun Maverick movie that opens tomorrow, they are just nothing but praise for Tom Cruise. I've interviewed him a million times. There maybe is no one more polarizing than Tom Cruise. Either you love him or you hate him. I've heard it all through the years. I've interviewed him probably about 20 times through the years. And each time is a very, very delightful experience. He's very charming and gives a great interview. He's very nice and very personable. So I personally have nothing to say about the man. In fact, I would be in line with some of his co-stars who talked about his contributions to their being in this sequel 36 years in the making. Mr. John Hamm, Miss Jennifer Connelly, and Miles Teller, who plays one of the young pilots in the film.
Tom has a lot of experience at a lot of things, having the career that he's had and being the person that he is. And he doesn't do anything halfway, at all. I mean, the stories are legion about how committed he is. So it's not surprising to me that he then went out and became an accomplished pilot, because of course he did.
He has a lot of enthusiasm for what he's doing and wants everything to be the best. And I think it's what made the original film and what makes this film so special is that you're seeing people doing extraordinary things and you know that they're really doing it.
Tom created an aviation program for us for him and for ourselves and everybody to feel comfortable putting us up in these jets, because it's very serious what we're doing. It's actually, no civilians ever have the amount of hours that we have in these jets. It's just, that's why everybody thought it would be impossible. And I think when Tom hears that something's impossible or it can't be done, that's when he kind of gets to work.
Any fun yet?
Yeah, this This movie is nothing but fun. I'll tell you much more about it. I'll give you a full review on it tomorrow. But this is the movie that if you're going to go see a movie this weekend, you'll have so much fun with Top Gun Maverick that will be in theaters only, as big a screen as you can possibly find to watch this. That's how visually delightful the whole thing is.
Before I let you go, is that Temptations play in Chicago worth seeing?
Oh, my gosh. It was so much fun. I'm dragging a little bit this morning getting out of the theater so late. But it was so fun. It's called Ain't Too Proud, The Life and Times of the Temptations. Walks you musically through their entire career. 31 songs performed, each and every song a terrific memory. Great performances, amazing choreography. It's here in Chicago through June 5th.
Wow, we got through an entire entertainment report. You didn't slam anybody or anything today.
Oh, don't we have a couple of more minutes?
We're going to quit while we're ahead. Talk to you tomorrow.
A few comments about you getting a big award today. Bob is being given the Dante Award today by the Civic Committee of Italian Americans for his contributions through the year. So congratulations to you on that.
Well, you know, Marianne Murciano, my wife, she's Cuban, but everybody thinks she's Italian, so that's why I'm getting the award. But I accept nonetheless.
Very nice. I hope you'll sing On Top of Spaghetti, the old Dick Biondi classic.
No, thank you.
As part of your acceptance speech today.
I'll just have a beef sandwich.
There you go.